Greetings, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to the second half of part one, and hopefully part two as well. I know there's probably still several people in the lobby there at the book table, so they can participate with us via the TVs out there. So we'll just begin with an opening prayer. Father, we come before you, eager to hear what it is that you have for us in the continuation of this. We just ask that you would open our minds to understand, our hearts to receive all that you have for us. In Yeshua's name, amen. If everybody will rise, we'll begin with the Our Father, and then... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm rushing ahead a little faster than I ought to be. So before we go any further, in this half, do we have any first-time visitors with us? Oh, very good. Where are you from? What, Oregon? Prineville, Oregon. Well, welcome. You've come the opposite way for watching the eclipse. So you're... Okay,
and then there's one right there on the edge.
Very good. Yeah, good idea. I'm sorry, where was... Over here... Phoenix, Arizona. Well, welcome. Anybody else over here on the side? Oh, there we go. Right by San Antonio, Texas. Welcome. Anybody else? I don't want to leave anybody out. Okay, well, welcome all you first-time visitors and those of the family here at home and watching us live stream. We can bring up the liturgy. We'll begin with the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And Rabbi Shapiro will come and lead us in the Shema again. That was so good.
That's okay. You might see some people when they say the Shema, they cover their eyes. Okay? And actually, I want to explain to you why. You find it actually, the explanation of that in the word of Yeshua. Yeshua says when you go to pray, you are to close the door. You close the door to have intimacy with God. And there is this concept that as as you focus on God, God is focusing on you. Okay? The more attention you give God, the more attention He's going to give you, you know? Those of you know, we've been married, when your wife's speaking to you and you give her the glazed look, you know, she gets very, very upset. You know, I'm about to celebrate my 60th anniversary, so I learned not to have glazed looks. So what we want to do today as we're entering into the time of prayers and worship, we really want to set our hearts and minds upon the Lord today. God, heart and minds upon Jerusalem. So we're going to turn together to Jerusalem. And it's okay for you to cover your eyes. And you say the Shema. You're familiar with the first part. And I will do after that the second part as well. Let's do it together. Let's raise our voices to the Lord. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam Vayed. ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך, והיו הדברים האלה, אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבביך, ושיננתם לבניך, ודיברתם בם, בשבתך בביתך, ובלכתך בדרך, ושכבך ובקומך, וקשרתם לאות על ידיך, והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך, ובשעריך.
No. Amen. Together, when the word entered the world, freedom entered it.
The whole Torah exists only to establish peace.
And Isaiah's teaching is love and kindness.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and what is hateful to you, do not do to any person.
That is the whole Torah. Go and learn it, honoring one another, doing acts of kindness, and making peace. These are our highest duties.
The study of the Torah is equal to them all because it leads to them all.
Let us learn in order to teach.
Let us learn in order to do.
It is the tree of life to those who hold fast, and all who cling to it find happiness. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace.
Help us to return to you, O Lord. Then truly shall we return. Renew our days as in the past, the days of our first love.
Amen.
For those of you that were in the first half of the service, we're going to change the first song that we did. How many of you know that you need to have rehearsal before you have rehearsal? So we have in a few weeks, we're coming up, and there's a song that we want to do then, but we need to rehearse it before we get there. You know, there's 7 days to 8 days that we're supposed to rejoice. Mm-hmm. I just talked to my daughter the other day. She said their whole family is going for the next 40 days that they can't complain at their house. She's got 9 kids, so you can imagine the correction that's going on there. They say, I can't complain. So one of the things that happens to us, we're supposed to be happy and to encourage one another, just like they're doing there. This song is about having happy feet. It says, come let your feet get happy. And so we're going to tell each other we need to be happy. We need to rejoice in the Lord. So we were going to do this in a couple of weeks, but they coerced me, and we've rehearsed this a few times, so we want to teach it to you now so that you'll really get it and encourage one another to do that, okay?
Let your feet get happy, dance before the Lord like David did. Come on, let your soul drink freely from the well his spirit gives. I know that life can seem so weary and troubled, but he promised our burdens to bear. As we decide to truly trust him, there is no room for despair. Let your feet get happy, dance before the Lord with all of your might. Come on, let your heart be happy in the darkness good. Come on, let your feet get happy, dance before the Lord as David did. Come on, let your soul drink freely from the well his spirit gives. Lift your hands to the true and holy, proclaim his greatness every day. Meditate on his word each hour. It'll make you smile on your way. Come on, let your feet get happy. Dance before the Lord with all of your might. Come on, let your heart be happy and darkness fill. Come on, let your feet get happy. Dance before the Lord like David did. Come on, let your soul drink freely from the well his spirit gives. Step we take along the homeless sweet stairway. See the rock it is time. So let us choose to move on ever upward, pressing on toward that get happy.
the power. Thank you. This week when I was studying this song, preparing myself to sing it for you, I listened to Joshua Aaron's version of the reprise. And in his reprise, he taught the audience to sing "Salvation is Your Name" in Hebrew. And it goes, Yeshua hu Shimcha. Everybody sing with me. Yeshua hu Shimcha. One more time. Yeshua hu Shimcha. There is a name I call upon. There is a name by which I'm saved.
Bless the name of Yeshua. Yeshua.
we're going to try and shorten things up. But so, in lieu of how we did the prayer in the first half, I want to share something with you, kind of tied to part of the liturgy that we have recently added. The Lord's Prayer has long inspired me in my prayer life. And being brought up Catholic as a child, I had the Lord's Prayer memorized. I could say it in my sleep. But that's not what's important, is whether we can repeat liturgy, but that it's something that not on our mind, but that's on our heart. And so out of that, I want to share with you my reversion of the Lord's Prayer. That when he said, when the disciples asked, teach us to pray, and he said, pray in this manner, I took it not so much as to pray these exact words, but I'm giving you a formula, a pattern, and a way to pray. So I'd like to share that prayer with you now. Our Father God in heaven, holy is your name. I pray that your kingdom would come and your will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. I ask that the eyes of your people Israel would be open and their hearts ready to receive Yeshua, your Son, our Savior and King. And that they would call on him and he would come and rule over us in righteousness and truth from your holy city, Jerusalem, teaching us your Torah as your word has promised. I ask that you would give us this day by day, the provisions for our needs, health and healing in our bodies, food and drink to nourish and sustain us, your word and spirit to lead and guide us. Forgive us of our sins and our offenses, our failures to do according to your word and will for our lives. And help us to forgive those who have wronged us, offended us, and persecuted us. Don't let there be anything that would hinder our receiving your forgiveness. And by your Spirit within us, help us to show your grace, love, and mercy to the world around us, that through us they would know you. Lead us into the path of righteousness for your name's sake and for our soul's sake, delivering us from all evil and temptation to sin, and away from our selfish, self-centered nature that seeks its own pleasure. But lead us into good deeds before others, that they would glorify you and desire to have fellowship with you. For yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. And you alone are God, and beside you we have no other. Amen. And with that being said, Rabbi Shapira, we give you the rest of the time.
Is this microphone also working? Yes, thumbs up. Good. Just out of curiosity, how many of you stayed for the second service? Okay. We lost a few. A few of us got raptured to the local restaurants. But most of you, anybody wasn't here in the first service? A few of you, wait. Who understood what I said in the first service? Who understood? Okay, I would like to call upon Tina. Come, Tina. Come. Give us in 1 minute a synopsis. We will see if Tina passed Rabbi Shapira Discipleship 101 exam.
Can I use one word?
Yes.
Unity.
Now give us 2 sentences.
Oh, boy. Let me look at your notes. and 2 sentences.
I'll help you.
So, yes, the song. So Rabbi Shapira was showing us, I think I'm too close to your mic, the importance of learning to sing the song together. We don't have individual songs, although we may express things individually. We have one song that we need to sing together. And when we do that, then the kingdom begins to function in the way it's supposed to function. We can, by singing the same song together, same melody, same tune, we then begin tikkun olam, the restoration of all things.
I think you recap the second part.
That.
Let's go have lunch.
All right, let's go.
Awesome, no. Tina, you passed.
Do you have any gold stickers, gold stars, or smiley face stickers?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's give the Lord a hand for Tina.
But I did promise you some more surprises, right, in the second service. So more things, more videos. You are right, it's about singing the song together. And even the fact that Israel today not fully singing this song yet, we are all work in progress. Now listen to this. I promise you that I'm going to share with you. It's dawned on me as I was sitting here preparing. In the Torah, the singing, I want you to understand that singing is allegory to building. Because whatever come out of your mouth calls to something to be created. Do you understand this? The Torah started in Bereshit 1:1, and it says in 1:2, Vayomer Elohim. Verse 3. Verse 6, Vayomer Elohim. Verse 9, Vayomer Elohim. Verse 10, Vayikra Elohim. All those words, Vayomer, Vayikra, has to do with speech. Speech is important because speech creates things in the spiritual sense. And although Israel today does not fully know, by the way, you notice I'm serious, I took off my jacket. I'm serious now. Although Israel does not fully know the song, you might not fully know the song. You might not fully understand what it means to build the house of Israel today. But you see, that is where grace comes. That you might not know exactly what to do, but if you're just willing to take the chisel and learn to sing the song together, and hold the tzitzit of a Jew. Don't learn from the fake. Don't learn from Rabbi Google and Rabbi YouTube. They are bad rabbis. If you're willing to learn, even. And you know, I'm going to go on a rabbit trail again. Rabbit trail. But you know, you were reading today. And we all so casual about this. She's a tree of life. And all hold her. I will be happier than was one who hold her. Proverbs chapter 3, 17, 18. A verse that every Jew knows that is read when we close the ark. Etz chayimi lemachazikim ba v'tomcheha mehusha. Sound like a tikva almost. What are we saying? Happy are those who hold her in strength. Do not let go. We cannot let go of the tools and the equipment that is given us. So Yeshua came for the first time, so he will have the tools to learn the song. But at the same time, it's not Yeshua's responsibility to learn the song. He already knows the song, as we're going to find out. You have to do something. You have to learn the song. And this song has to be the same song that your neighbors sing. And it's better be the same song that Israel sing. Because we want one house. We don't need two houses. You know what the problem with the two house theology is? Is they don't believe that God is big enough God to include everybody in one giant sukkah. God's house is big enough. He have a Jewish room and he have a Gentile room and he have an Anusim room and he have this and he have a room for everybody. But we have to build the house together. Now I want to give you a warning. Not to scare you because we're all in good mood. But this Torah portion is so amazing. We already see that he start with Parashat Re'eh talking about vision, right? And I want you to, if nothing else, to walk out of El Shaddai this morning, if you watch online, and have a vision of Yeshua, head worship leader, singing the song together. Yes, it's going to happen. It's going to be a song. It's a real song. The song of Moses is a real song. But listen to what the Torah says. All the word, Deuteronomy 13:1. All the davar, all the word, asher anochim etzavchei etchem lo'oto la tishmeru la'asot. Everything I tell you, careful to do. And if I may say something about this, the key word here is to do. There is not a commandment in the Bible to study Torah. When you study Torah, what do you say? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, King of the universe, who commanded us to be busy doing Torah. You don't study Torah, you're doing Torah. Torah is experience. Singing is experience. You remember what it is? It's an active verb. Moses sang, everybody started to sing. It's an action. We don't study, we practice. And look what it says. Do not add to the word or not to take away from the word. In the Torah portion, Deuteronomy 13, verse 1. Please understand something. The foundation is already established. And how absurd it is today to the Messianic movement. And I am grieved. And it's not just happened by Gentiles, it's even happened by Jews. When we come and we say, we want to change the foundation. Foundation is already set. And here is the warning. Are you ready? Verse 2. There is a prophet come to you. If somebody going to come to El Shaddai and say, I am going to prophesy. And I'm going to make gold coming from heaven. If somebody come with you for a vision, cholem chalom, for a vision, and show you a sign and wonder, look at the text. And he says to you, let me follow another God. Follow a God without a Torah, Torahless God. What the Torah says? Don't listen to him. Don't be so easily persuaded by signs and wonders and miracles. Moses warned that. He said, don't. So if somebody come to you and say to you, there is a shortcut for building the house of God. You don't need all those tools. You don't need Torah. We can just do things by the Spirit without Torah. Don't listen to him. Can I get amen?
Yeah.
Come on. There are no shortcuts. The house have to be built, but there are no shortcuts. And listen to what he said. Don't listen to the word of this prophet. Because it's a test for you. Adonai, who Adonai menaseh etchem, he is testing you to see if you really love him. If you really love him, what are you to do? Look what he said. Ta'avdu bo v'tivdekun. The word ta'avdu comes from the word avodah. What do you do every day? You get up and you go to work. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. U'shinantam lebenecha. You tell your children, shen is from shinantam, from the word shen, tut. You say the same thing again and again and again, so much until you break your tut. God loves repetition that has to do with his house. Has to do with his kingdom. He loved those things. We must understand something. There are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. This morning I shared with you a little bit our vision for our yeshiva. We have now over 425 disciples. All doing the work of the Lord all over the world. And you know what we do with them? When we do those revival events, we bring them. And we hold Moses in one hand while we proclaim Yeshua. We want the song to be returned back to the rightful owner of the song. Who are the Jewish people? The question today, are we willing to learn this song? That means that you're going to have to change. The message today is not just a message of unity, it's a message of change. As a matter of fact, I put a quick video for you of what our yeshiva is about. If you're interested in the yeshiva, in a second you will know what it's have to do with you specifically in El Shaddai. Because I can tell you something. Pastor Mark knew about this vision and dream that I had for the yeshiva, and he was a big supporter of this project from day one. He had the vision. And now we're seeing fruit all over the world, including Muslim countries. That's amazing. Some of you in this room really need all of you. You all need to come to the yeshiva. Let me say this to you. But I want to show you something. What is happening right now all over the world through the yeshiva and the work that we're doing. And some testimonies of some of our talmidim. So we have a quick 4-minute video for you. Let's check it out.
Are great. The learning is incredible, and the community of students is very helpful as well.
They are very knowledgeable. They love their students, and the joy of the Lord just radiates from them. They know the word, and you have a community of students who are like iron sharpening iron.
I'm very much excited about this because I'm returning to learn Hebrew again. I tried that once on my own, trying to learn Hebrew on my own. But when it came to Nikud, learning Nikud and vocabulary, I gave it up. And now I'm really excited because I have a rabbi who can teach me, and I can get back to him if I have any doubts.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. My name is Iris, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you to join Yeshiva Shuvu TV by Rabbi Shapira. It's like relearning scriptures from the beginning, like you've never seen it before.
Hi, my name is Anissa. Because of my love for Yeshua, I've wanted to study the Torah in depth and even the writings of the sages. But I never knew exactly how to do that until my discovery of Yeshiva Shuvu. Being able to be a part of this has been such a blessing because I can study all these things and even more under the safety of rabbis, messianic rabbis who move in the Holy Spirit, but who love Yeshua and who put him at the center of all their teachings.
Yeshivat Shuvu has been a great blessing for me. In the yeshiva, I can learn what it means to be grafted in to the Jewish people. This is a great school to study the flavor of Messianic Judaism.
This is Jason, and I'm from Australia. And I've been with Yeshivat Shuvu this year for about 3 or 4 months now, and I've been learning so much about the Hebrew language, about the Messiah.
Really touch us and bring us a really deep understanding of the principle of God, the wisdom of God, having to see Him in a different way.
As a Messianic pastor for 22 years now, I have learned to study God's Word deeply because, like mining for gold, you find the bigger nuggets are not usually found just lying on the surface. And in Yeshiva Shuvu, we have been mining for gold from the very first lesson.
The revival events all over the world with our students. You can go to Yerushalayim. This is in Belgium, Brussels. People leaving Yerushalayim. Those are all those revival events I've been telling you about.
I want to live.
Since we have a Kohen, I will ask the Kohen also to join us in the Zoom.
City of the King.
Most of the people here are sons and daughters of those from Jewish ancestry, actually, who are battling with the government to make Aliyah.
Everything that is created in the world, everything that was creating in nature, in the supernatural, is under his
libations on the altar itself. And the people would cheer and they would wave their lulavs and etrogs. It's the last day for lulavs and etrogs.
Point something out here about Rashi. I have many people who come up to me and ask me about, hey, Rabbi, what's that for?
Thank you. You can cut the video. It is amazing what is happening now. I cannot even understand what is happening. And Pastor Mark has really been a very dear friend of mine who's been helping us in many, many ways. And although Pastor Mark is not here, that means I can make some fun of him for a minute. I just want to invite the elders of El Shaddai forward. Just want to do something a little bit unplanned, unscripted. Just for 1 minute. Any other elders of El Shaddai are here? I had something from Mark. And I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to just read it. I super glued it. You don't want juice and tools don't mix. Tell me why don't you open it, brother? Is it okay if I take just 1 minute for this? Are you okay? I know this is unplanned, but it's been in my heart. Oh. Now I get myself glued. Brother, you're not so good in tools theater. What is this opening job?
Oh. See the gaping.
Oh, yeah. So I just said, I hope you all accepted the PF of Mark and also Vicky. It's a letter for us. We really want to do something special. So I just want to read it. Upon prayer, Dear Pastor Mark and Vicky Belts, upon prayer, the Lord deeply moved us to thank you for the sacrifice you have made and still making in bringing the truth to thousands, and most importantly, your unconditional love and support toward the Jewish people. On the behalf of our organization, Avot Ami, we would like to thank you with a humble token of our deepest gratitude for both of you, for your courage to stand with the Jewish people, the courage to stand up as a bright star in the dark world, and for the courage to lead so many people to be restored back to their Jewish roots and to Israel. In early 2015, after nearly 10 years of praying and planning, we have launched a global Jewish yeshiva by the name of Yeshivat Shiva. The first time I thought about it was right here in El Shaddai. After significant investment in studio, building learning platform, and countless years of planning, the school now is running worldwide with students from over 20 countries. It's the largest Messianic yeshiva in the world. The school goal and focus is for the restoration of Jews and Gentiles back to the true authentic Messianic faith. The school is producing fruit all over the world as we are making a way for our precious Messiah return. Pastor Mark, this project is your success just as much as it is ours. You have been faithful supporter, encourager, and most importantly, a true friend. We believe, we bless you, your family, and your community in the name of our precious Messiah. We are honored to offer El Shaddai Ministry in your honor. This is a scholarship fund under Mark and Vicky. 500% international scholarships for Year Aleph. Year Aleph is about 3-year program at the footsteps of the Messiah, of Abraham. The program is unlike any other program out there. We bless your work and put a good seed into your wonderful ministry. This is on behalf of Avatami Ministries to you guys. So I'm going to give it to you, and I pray that I'm just going to pray. I just don't know if you understand how important El Shaddai is. El Shaddai has been really instrumental in helping us establish all of this. And now it's affecting thousands of people lives. So we thank you guys, and we thank all of you also for your support. And we just want to put a seed. So as people come to you internationally, we want to honor El Shaddai for this. So I just... I know what Mark going through a little bit. He's a controversial guy in some way, and he's sticking his neck out there in the Christian world, and we want to be behind it just as much as being behind us, and your guys are precious. So I'm just going to ask you, I'm just want to pray for the leadership of El Shaddai. As I told you, it was not scripted, but this is something dearly in our heart for El Shaddai Ministry. So would you agree with me in prayer? Lord, we just lift up... First, Pastor Mark and Vicky and their entire family to you, Lord. We just know that you raised them for these last days. We believe for that. And I know that these men and women of God are standing here. They are in one heart and one accord. They want to see Messiah return soon. So I ask that you protect them, protect this precious ministry, Lord, that affects so many lives. We are happy, Lord, to be just a small part in their successes, Lord. And as we ask that you pour upon them, Lord, blessing upon blessing, Lord. And Lord, watch over El Shaddai, because it's a very critical ministry for the last days, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Protect El Shaddai, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, we bless your name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank you. Thank you for all of you. Thank you. Praise be to God. Thank you. And a matter of fact, just to show you the fruit of all of this, a real fruit. Not that this wasn't real enough, but recently we were contacted by the leading Orthodox rabbi in Dallas. And he asked me, I heard you have a lot of disciples. What are you teaching them? It's provoked him to jealousy that we have more students than he does. He was very upset at the Messianic Jews. Year and a half ago, we started dialogue. And here, a year and a half later, he agreed to come with me to the studio to sit with me and to discuss Yeshua face to face. We didn't make it public, because what we're doing is we sell the series with him. And we give 100% of the proceeds to a soup kitchen that he established in Jerusalem. It's just an amazing project, because it's come from Messianic believer hands. So I'll tell you something. If you want to put a good $250 towards something amazing, you can see an Orthodox rabbi and Messianic rabbis discuss in honor Yeshua. We recorded the first part already. Now we're working on second, third, fourth. Let me show you 60-second promo, what it's kind of look like. Are you ready? Here we go. Play it.
You try to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Why Mashiach has not come?
Was before receiving Torah.
Why that second?
Everybody can take a verse and say, you know what, this one related to my grandpa. My grandpa is Messiah. It's related to someone, wherever they... Now go argue with that.
Why are we praying a Machzir Shechinat HaVatiyom? Where is the Shechinat HaVatiyom? I want to ask you this question. He could not give me the answer. So I want maybe to see if you can give me this answer. Are you ready?
So we launch Redemption Talks. If you're interested in subscribing to this, of course, talk to us also about that. But that is a direct event of provoking our people to jealousy, friends. Yeah. And I can tell you the precious rabbi, he is precious. He really seek the Lord. I believe that we rectify the name of Yeshua with this rabbi. And he says, some people contacted him and they said to him, what are you doing with the Messianics? He said, don't worry about it. They are my friends, you know. By the way, did I tell you that he recorded in our studio? It's in my facility. And he brought his wife. He brought his disciples with him. It's awesome. So you might don't know that El Shaddai have something to do with that. But El Shaddai does. Are we ready to get to business? Are we ready to build? Are we ready to learn the song? Okay, let's see. So Tina gave us an awesome recap. By the way, just as FYI, Monday, be here or be square, as they say. Be there or be square. This is just the introduction. It says in the song, yes. Oh, it's 3:37 a.m. in the morning. Pastor Mark, as they say in Yiddish, go schlof. Ay, ay, ay. I better watch out. Big Brother is watching. But we were talking. Tina, thank you for the segue. You are absolutely right. We have to be united because there is one song. In other words, one leg, you know, if you dance, you notice how nice Davidic dancing is? What's so nice about Davidic dancing? You don't see one person do the break dance and one person does the hora. Everybody dance the dance together in unity. Okay? We must get to the unity, and this thing that's connecting us is something that is called the Torah. So here's your caution. If a person come and teach you Torah and he causes you to be divisive, you know he's not teaching you Torah. If a person come and teach you Torah and you have no good relationship with your family, it is not Torah. That's not Torah. I want you to pay close attention to these words. Let's continue for a second. It says, I will sing to the... Now you understand that it's a future song. We've already been through a lot of stuff. But listen to this. There is more surprises here. I will sing to the Lord, it said. For he has triumphed gloriously. Remember, it's a future song, right? The Lord is going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The question you have to ask yourself today, who is he talking about? Who is the one? In Hebrew it says, Goe Ga'a, which actually means proud. He's going to come in power, power. It's almost like it says power, power. Who is it talking about? Who is this guy who is God? Now we understand that Exodus 15 is a prophecy. We already established that in the first session. Who it is talking about? Are you ready? The rabbi spoke in one voice. And they say he's a king. But he's not a regular king. He is the king. Here we go. Jeremiah 10:7. The rabbi says he's a king of the Gentiles. Wait a second. That doesn't make sense. Who should not fear you, ruler of the nations? For it is your due. For among all the wise of the Goim and in all the kingdoms, there is none like you. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? There is a prophecy within a prophecy here. The one who will bring the song to Israel is not Rabbi Shapira. It is you. The Gentiles are the one who will bring the king back to Israel. The Goyim. You want to know why Yeshua is not with the Jews today? Because for 2,000 years, the Gentiles are singing the wrong song. If you learn the right song, the Jewish ears will perk up and they will say, wait a second, is that Ava Nagila in the key of E? I heard that one before. Hey, what's going on here? Oh, are you doing this? I know this song. Yeshua character has been assassinated for 2,000 years. That's why he resembles a pig. That's why in Sanhedrin 98 he's called a leper. Why is it? Because we've been singing the wrong song. So here it is in the Romans 11. It's called the fullness of the Gentiles. You want to know what the fullness of the Gentile is? Learning some Jewish talk. Learning a Jewish song. Not song. A Jewish song. Israel cannot learn the Hava Nagila again. Unless the Gentiles first learn the Hava Nagila. You understand what I'm saying to you today? You can bring Messiah to Israel today. If I write a math equation, I would write it like this. The coming of the Messiah equals function of acceleration of knowledge of the Gentiles. The faster you get that and leave Christianity behind, sorry, you can stone me with tomatoes. I'm used to this. The faster you learn this song, it's called the fullness of the Gentile, the faster Yeshua can return. Amen. I want Yeshua to return, but he's going to be a king of the Goyim before he's a king of Israel. I want him to return. What about you? And a matter of fact, now you understand this, I want to look with you at a Midrash Tehillim. Let's see who can read it the fastest. Ready? Set? Go. Are you ready? Ready to be shocked? Remember what he says in Exodus 15. The Lord is like a proud, right? Oh, guys, come, he's a proud king. But now we already connected the point to, the rabbis connected the point to Jeremiah 10:7, that this proud king is really the Mashiach. There is one more important details. Okay? It says, and I quote, As it is says in the middle paragraph, Shene Emar, as it is says in Exodus 15:1, Ashira le Adonai, I will sing to the Lord, Ki Ge'e Ga'ah, Echad beSinai, as it is proud in Sinai, as it is says in Psalm 29:11, Adonai Oz Le'amo Iten, the Lord give strength to his people. Keneged Oz, against the strength that he's giving people in Sinai, as it is says in Isaiah. And it's quoted. Because if you read the text here in Hebrew, it says, Adonai Melech Ga'ut Lavash. He clothed himself in garment of pride. He wear, when he's going to return, he's coming with some sort of a garment of pride. And when I'm talking about pride, I'm not talking about the negative type of pride. Kavod. Glory. And what is it says here? As he wore a clothing of revenge. It's not just any old regular clothing. It's a clothing of revenge. That's in the scriptures. We're going to look at that in a minute. So when it's saying here, the Lord is wearing Ge'oga'ah, that's what it says in Exodus 15. He's wearing a clothes, which talking about a future clothes, the rabbi says they connected it to Isaiah. We're going to look in a minute in Isaiah 63. I'm John gave you the reference. It's a clothes of revenge. The question you need to ask yourself today, who is he going to revenge? Why is he revenging them? What is the purpose behind the revenge? Those are all very important questions that we have to answer. I want to suggest to you this. In Monday, I will show it to you in the text. Anybody who did not learn this song will be in serious trouble when Messiah comes. It's a frightening thought. Especially the text embedded the word Christians in it. I will show it to you. Those who claim to stand for Yeshua, but did not speak the language of Yeshua, will be in serious trouble when he's coming. As a matter of fact, let me continue for a second more and take you to the future. Let's go time machine, a little bit forward. Let's go to Revelation 21. He says, then I saw another great and wonderful sign in heaven. Seven angels who have seven plagues. The last one, for with them God's wrath is finished. And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire. Stop right there for a second. Why is the text mentioned a sea of glass? What sea Moses parted? The Red Sea. It was a rehearsal. The event in Exodus 15 is a rehearsal for the event in Revelation chapter 21. Please understand this. That was just a warm-up. Here is the main show. You know when you go to the movies and you still watch previews? Exodus 15 is the previews. Revelation 21 is the main event. Gling, gling, gling. Look with this. Anyone who have come overcome the beast and his image and the number of the name standing by the sea of glass holding, what do they hold in their hands? Did you remember what I told you the Midrash teaches of in the first session? Messiah not just coming, he's saying, I am making you a member of the orchestra. Hallelujah. You want to know what you're going to do when Mashiach comes? You become a worship team, in the worship team. And remember, it's going to have eight notes, not seven notes, because he's returning to the world the note that has been missing for over from the creation, actually. He's rectifying the world back. But look at this. Not only we're going, this is a worship event. And the number of the names standing glass holding harps in the of God here, verse 3. And they are singing the song of Moses, the servant of God and the song of the Lamb. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You can't have Jesus if you don't have Moses. There is no Messiah if there is no Moshe. This is what the text is telling us. The church has been telling us for 2,000 years. We're no longer under the law. Beloved, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 15, it says that when Moses ran away from Pharaoh, he sat on top of the well. Actually, on the Hebrew, it says he sat on top of the well. Yeshua says, I am the living water. Those who are thirsty, come to me. Moses is the GPS to lead us to the Messiah. But if you don't have Moses, you're not going to find Yeshua. I'm sorry. For 2,000 years, the church told us that the song of the Lamb and the song of Moses are two different songs. If you follow Jesus, don't follow Moses. However, scriptures, you're telling us the exact opposites. One cannot follow the Lamb unless he find Moshe first. In the last 2,000 years, the church left Moses behind. And you and I have to find the melody. You want to find the melody? Find Moshe first. Amen. Find Moses. When you find Moses, you're going to start to find the melody. Yes. And the melody is the tool of building the kingdom of God. Yes. I love this. Does it ever dawn on anybody here? By the way, do you know what the three most tragic words in the Torah is? Anybody know what the three most tragic words in the Torah? Give you a hint. Mount Sinai. What happened on Mount Sinai? They are cheering for Moses, and the text says, and the people of Israel stood from afar. You want to know the most three tragic words in the Hebrew Bible? Stood from afar. There were cheerleaders to Moses. Why it's so tragic? Because this event, Israel never been fully wed. Not fully betrothed. The wedding song has never been completed. Please understand, God is crying in heaven today because he is standing on the chuppah and he said, where is my beloved? Where is my kala? I'm waiting for my kala. But the kala is nowhere to be found because it's runaway bride. You watch the movie Runaway Bride? So he's giving Israel a new song. And he asks Israel, are you willing to learn it? Are you willing to learn it again? And he says here, it's interesting. Okay, just because you learn things on Sunday school, it doesn't make it right, friends. It doesn't make it the right song. Yeshua commanding us. It's a direct command from our rabbi, our chief rabbi, to learn the song of Moses. I will show it to you. You're not obligated to live as a Jew, but you are obligated to honor the heritage that is passed on to you so that you can be an effective builder of the kingdom of God. I know it's hard to believe it, but when Yeshua come, did it dawn on you that he is going to be the chief guy, what, conductor? But there is a guy going to be next to him, a worship leader. Guess who it's that going to be? Moses! When Yeshua comes, Moses is coming with him, friends. Amen. I'm going to prove it to you. The scripture says when Yeshua comes, Moses is coming with him. Oh, we're done away with Moses. No! Moses is coming away. Moses still needs to hold the key of G. Because he started the song. What did they? Moses started the song. He's not going to say the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Amen. Of course Moses is coming with Yeshua. What are you thinking? Yeshua commanded us to learn the song of Moses. Let's see it. Matthew 5, you're familiar with it. Do not think I came to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but I came to, and may I correct this word, it's not even fulfill. It's the word uphold. Uphold is the correct word to give you the current and the correct tune. You're off key, Israel. Amen, I tell you, until heaven and earth pass. Is heaven and earth here? Yes, of course they are. Not the smallest letter or serif shall pass away from the Torah until the king come to pass. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps these teachings and teaches them to others, they will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Let me explain to you what Yeshua is talking about. I'm sure Pastor Mark been teaching about this verse a lot. But let me give you another interpretation. Here's the Hebrew alphabet. Yeshua mentioned here the kots of the yod. There are four places in the Hebrew Bible, in the Tanakh, where the rabbis didn't know if it is a yod, you know, the yod is small, or a vav. Vav is long. And they don't know. Nobody knows. It's a yod or a vav. And you think, four letters? Is it that important? Yeshua says, not only that those four places are important, but those four places, let me see, can I, oh, this thing doesn't work, this laser beam. But the yod has those two dots to them. You see those two dots? That's called in Hebrew tag. And you know what tag is? Tag is a cantillation mark. Okay? Tag is a cantillation mark that give you the vocalization of the letter. Remember, the letter is not to be said, it's to be sang. It is a song. The entire Torah, never to be read, is to be sang. If you've ever been in a synagogue, we call it cantillation. We cant it. So Yeshua says that the letter of the law, every little yud is important. You see, Christians, they want to spiritualize everything. Oh, I keep the spiritual Shabbat. Every day is a Shabbat for me. But Yeshua is a rabbi and he's actually saying the letter of the law is important. The yod and the vavs are important. Sorry. Yeshua says don't take shortcuts. But then he's talking about the tag. What is the tag? It's a melody. Yeshua is speaking about the spirit of the Torah. And he says, we must learn to sing the Torah with the right melody. You're not allowed to read it. That's what he's talking about, the tagim, those dots. You must sing it. In essence, Yeshua says, not only that you must keep the Torah to perfection, but you have to do it with the right spirit, with the right heart. And with the right attitude. He gave further validity to Moses. Why? Because he said, as you learn the song, you are preparing for me to come and complete the song for you. You see what I'm saying? Amen. If you practice, and you learn the song, he's going to come and perfect it. And a matter of fact, I wanted to look at a verse that is absolutely incredible. In Isaiah chapter 9, we read a great messianic verse that you're familiar with. For a child is born unto us, a son is given unto us, and the government is based upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Pele, Yoetz, El, Gibor, Avi, Ad, Sar, Shalom, the eight names of Messiah. And then you get to the next verse, 9:6, Isaiah 9:6, they say, that the government may be increased and the peace there be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it through justice and through righteousness from henceforth, ever, forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts does perform this. This is a messianic verse. But you notice something very odd about this verse. The very first word that has a mem inside of the word that is closed mem. Every Hebrew letter can have a final form and a regular form. What is the reason that the mem is closed like this in the middle of the word? It seems like Isaiah had too much wine. This verse talks about not only the Messiah, but the one who is to be qualified as the Mashiach. Okay? The closed mem and the open mem. And the question is, who is he talking about in this verse? There are two opinions in the rabbinical writings about who is he talking about. Opinion number one, it speaks about the Messiah. Opinion number two, it speaks about King Hezekiah. And there is a discussion in the Talmud where the rabbis try to tell us that this cannot be Hezekiah. Hezekiah has become disqualified from being the Messiah. And do you want to know the reason why Hezekiah has been disqualified from being the Messiah? It's important and relevant to our discussion. Listen to this. Why is every letter mem, which is located in the middle of the word, open in the bottom, and there the verse is closed? What we just looked at, God. The only one who wanted to make Hezekiah the Messiah. And Sennacherib, Gog and Magog. But the aspects of judgment said to the Holy One, Master of the world, you did not make David, who said before you many songs and praises, the Messiah. Will you make the Hezekiah, whom you did all the miracles, and who did not sing before into the Messiah, therefore it was sealed? What disqualified Hezekiah from being the Messiah? He didn't sing the song. When a person stops singing, when a person stops practicing the Torah properly, by definition, he cannot be the Messiah. And each and every one of us is called to be a Messiah-like. Learning the song is a must. The question is, are we willing not just to do the mitzvot, are we willing to do them with the right heart and the right motivation? And the motivation in the heart is about Israel. Israel and Israel alone. In the end of the book of Malachi, the great and terrible day, we read those words that are chilling. Remember I told you about the punishment and judgment that's coming. It says, for behold, the day come, it's burned like a furnace. And all the proud and all the work of wickedness shall be stubble. And the day come, says, set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root or branch. Yet, here you go, solar eclipse. Ta-ta-ta-da. But unto you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and gamble as calves of this stall. So listen to this. Something like a giant fireball is going to show up. And it's going to consume everything. But it's also said that the same fireball is going to heal many. How can it be that something is going to heal and destroy at the same time? I notice in your communication, the area of your Hebrew vocabulary, you said the word oneg. Oneg is what we do after we all finish listening to Rabbi Shapira. We munch on some food. But the word oneg means delight. But if you take the word oneg and you flip the word, you get the word nega, which means affliction. How can it be delight and affliction in the same time? It has to do with the vessel. When Yeshua comes, there will be a beam. And say, do you know the song? Okay, you're filled now. Do you don't know the song? Friends, I'm not kidding with you. Read Isaiah chapter 11. And this son will do that. By the way, you see this? I'll get to that later. You see this idea of the son that is healing. You see it in very, very places in the scripture. But the point of the matter is, what we have to ask ourselves, what qualify us to receive the healing in this day? What qualify us to receive the song? What qualify us to being the one who hold the harp? It's a question we all have to ask ourselves. And here you go. He's giving us the answer in the next verse, in the very next verse. Remember, he says, the Torah of Moses. What do you mean? Jesus is coming. Jesus, I don't need Yeshua. No. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant, which I command unto him in Horeb in Israel, even statutes and ordinances. There is one measuring stick, and the measuring stick, if you listen to Moshe, if you did not listen to Moshe, you cannot receive Yeshua. Sorry. Who cares about Moses? You should care about Moses. If it is even occurred to us in the room that when Yeshua comes truly, he's bringing his entourage. The scripture says he's bringing all the saints with him. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Who are the saints? Moshe Rabbeinu is coming with him. He's bringing his entire worship team, and he's going to say, are you qualified to be in my worship team? Yeshua is like a conductor. Moses, by the way, what tribe Moses is from? What tribe Moses is from? Levi. By the way, you know most of Jewish people today are from the tribe of Levi. FYI. What was the job of the tribe of Levi? No, Levi'im, worship. Worship leaders. Israel, today don't know the tune of the Messiah. And they don't know the tune of the Messiah because the Gentiles have been treating him some Greek songs. We don't have the right song today. The church has completely mixed the song. We're singing the works, the wrong song altogether. And that's why Yeshua challenges Talmidim. What is Talmidim? Ask him first. And they ask him. Therefore, when they see Yeshua coming in Acts 1, they say, have you come to rapture us? No. Yeshua, have you come to restore the kingdom to Israel? My question for you today, do you want the kingdom to restore to Israel? Yes. Well, then get off your tuchuses and learn the song of Moses and stop playing around. Because the next verse, the disciples are just looking to heaven and say, oh yeah, glory, Jesus is back. And the two witnesses appear and say, men of Galilee, why are your heads stuck in the heaven? Look around yourself. Look around and do the work of Adonai. We have a job to do. You have a job to do. And it does not matter. We have a rule in our yeshiva. I don't care what your background is. We have our very first former Muslim student in the yeshiva. And she keep on apologizing and say to me, I don't care where you come from. We actually have right now in the yeshiva practicing Catholics. I don't care. We have Jewish Orthodox. I don't care. I care about the journey. God cares about the journey. Just as much as you care about your destination. Stop worrying about the destination. Focus on the journey. He wants to restore the kingdom to Israel, and you are the missing link. Not the Jewish people today. The Gentiles are the missing link. Have to learn the song. We have to learn the song. Look at what it says in Isaiah 25. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all their faces and the reproach of his people. He will take it away from all the earth that the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said on that day, lo, this is our God for whom we waited for, that he might save us. This is the Lord from whom we waited. We will be glad and rejoice in his Yeshua. Not Yeshua. I'm going to talk to Joshua Aaron about his song. He needs to change one word a little bit. Yeshua is salvation. Yeshua is salvation. Yeshua means the Lord saves. Listen to what the rabbi said about this day. The rabbi Uchelbo said the name Rabbi Ula. He quoted Rabbi Elazar, said, in the future, the Holy One, praise be He, arrange a chorus for the righteous, and He will sit among them in the Garden of Eden. And everybody will point to Him and will say, this is our God who we've been waiting for. You want to know what song we sing? Here you go. This is our God who we're waiting for. This is the Lord who we have been waiting. We are glad and rejoicing in His Yeshua because His name is Yeshua. When we, in essence, cry today instead of Israel, when you weep today, when you learn the song today, we are learning the chorus today. And it's going to be enough firepower that is coming from the nations to the point the song will be heard so loud and clear that everybody in Zion will hear it, and it will usher Israel's salvation. But we have to sing it together. It cannot be one voice. It cannot be just Pastor Mark Belt or just me. It's up to be us singing this song together, the song of Moshe, that will lead us all together to the song of the Lamb. Why is important? Why Shabbat is important? Why what we're doing here in El Shaddai is important all over the world? Shuvu, all the things we're doing. Because we're rehearsing the right song. Say with me right now. I give you, I'm a rabbi, I'll bless this sin. Say, I'm willing to accept Jesus. Only if you're walking with Moses side by side. Do you believe this? You know, it says in the end of Revelation 7, 144,000 Jews standing, nations standing. This is another camera angle of Revelation 21. They're standing. And then he says that he will wipe away the tears from their eyes. If you notice something very unique, all the tribes are mentioned except to the tribe of Dan. Why? The tribe of Dan is the most wicked of the tribes. But the Midrash teaches something interesting about the tribe of Dan. Which tribe always go first? Which tribe always go last? Then, as they go through the wilderness, Israel leave treasures behind, gold and silver. And you know who is this trash collector of all those precious stones? The tribe of Dan. But it's considered the most wicked tribe. You know who is this tribe of Dan? Who is it represent? It's represent the Gentiles. They're like the most wicked. They're most wicked today. But there's going to be a day. The reason the tribe of Dan is not worth mentioning is notice what it said. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Let me tell you what's the benefit for you here. When Mashiach comes and he sees that you know this song, you're going to start crying because you say, you are no longer Gentile. You are no longer Gentile. You today receive your certification paper to receive an inheritance in Israel. Ezekiel says that the Gentiles will live in the land with the Jews. It says so, physically. There's a benefit for you. I don't like to talk about benefit because I don't want you to do it for the wrong reasons. But let me tell you something. If you practice those things today, he is going to complete your engrafting in upon the coming of Mashiach. You don't need to run to do your DNA paper now or find out all of a sudden majestically that you're Jewish. You don't need it. Because Yeshua is already going to take care of this. But it has to do with the things that you're going to do today. And it says here, Zechor et Torat Moshe. You know what Zechor means? It's not like amnesia. Zechor means remember in your heart. Place it upon your heart. If you put something near your heart, you will not forget it. So just to take you to a full circle, God is raising Messianic Jewish movement authentic. By the way, if a Messianic Jew coming to El Shaddai and speak against the Torah, don't listen to him. I'm sure Mark probably will not invite anybody here who does not hold the good values of the Torah. But if a person come to you and he's a Jew and he speak to you about Yeshua and the Torah, listen and hold on to this tzitzit. Because that means that you have an opportunity right there to excel and learn and graft in yourself properly to Israel so you can be a song. Because guess what? I'm getting tired of singing the song. I'm persecuted terribly among my people. I need somebody to sing the song for me. Would you be willing to sing the song for me and with me? And for all your Messianic Jewish brothers in the land who are really, really sick to build the true Messianic kingdom. Listen, beloved. Yes, we have more resources. Yes, we have more Messianic congregation. But if even in Israel you can pray this prayer for our people in Zion, if we sing a song that brings people to Jesus without Moses in Israel even, is the wrong Messiah. And we're going to have to give atonement for that ourselves as Messianic Jews. So what God is doing is raising Gentiles from Wenatchee, from places I cannot even pronounce, to come and tell the Jewish people, well, you of course, you forgot about Moses. You see how important you are? My question, you're willing to receive this commission? Unfortunately, we just finished one out of three messages. No time for another message today. But there is time now for real 1 or 2 minute prayer. I want to ask a question. Who believe in the house today that they need to learn the song? Who just believe? Just believe. I don't ask you to do anything. Who believe you need to that you need to learn the song? That you need to learn the song. Can I see how many hands? You need to learn the song? Okay, stand up if you believe. I'm not asking you to do anything. Just believe for the song. By the way, what happened to the piano? Oh, I scared this poor girl. Oh, Lord. She's like, I'm not coming back here. Okay, I got you. Just play something. I'm going to tell you something. It says that Abraham believed. Amen. And it's counted him as righteousness. If nothing else, it starts right now with your faith. So I'm just going to ask that this faith to be increased as the first step. Lord, I know, Lord, that there's mustard seeds today. That this message hitting your heart. That you need to believe today that you will learn the song. You will learn the song. But this is Shabbat Re'eh, a Shabbat of vision. You need to see the vision of this Israel. Israel standing before the Messiah. Truly standing before the Messiah. And receiving it and singing this song. Now I want you to believe that you're going to be there singing the song. You are with Israel singing this song. Do you see yourself? I want you to really visualize that. Lord, release a vision upon the community to see themselves in Zion with Moses, with Yeshua, with this harp, holding the harp and singing this song. Now you might not think you're going to learn, know this song. But I'm just going to pray today for something that God, only God can do. This is what God leading me to do today. For a vision. For a supernaturality way to study and to practice Torah. In a way that the Jewish people will see it and say, well, you sure you're not Jewish? How come you know so much? How come you practice it so much? This desire. So I want to just pray specifically today, because most of you are not from Jewish background. But we need to get to a time machine quickly. Time machine quickly, so we can hasten the Geulah. So I'm just asking right now, who wants this time machine to get the knowledge quickly? I told you there's no shortcuts. But here it is. There is something called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift. So weirdly, what I'm asking for today is who wants to receive the Ruach HaKodesh? Is anybody here does not know the Holy Spirit? Does not know the Ruach of Hashem? Come forward. I'll pray for you. I'll just pray for you. Just come forward. Don't come to me later. I'm tired later. This is the time. If you want the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh specifically to learn the song, I want to pray for this. I don't need to touch you. I'm just going to pray for you. God going to touch you. You don't need me to touch you. But here's what we're going to do. I won't let you touch my tzitzit. Just as a symbol of your connection with the Jewish people. We're going to start here. Where's this good-looking shofar player? Abba, in the name of Yeshua, we just come right now in agreement. Here. This is your bond with the Jewish people. Touch the tzitzit. I know it seems weird to you, but touch it as a covenant with the God of Israel. In the name of Yeshua, we just believe right now. We're just going to believe right now that every man and every woman and every child that is standing is receiving the gift from the Ruach HaKodesh to learn and practice Torah and learn this song. Equip them. Equip them to be servant in this community. Equip them to be servant in Israel. Equipment to make an impact on the Jewish people today, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Lord, in the name of Yeshua, we believe for this today. We believe, Lord, that when it says the 10 Gentiles will hold the garment of the Jew, you will be there to strengthen it. Strengthen it. Be strong and be strengthened. We're praying for a vision from heaven today. A real vision from heaven. It says in the book of Joshua, put the word upon your lips. May the word of the Torah will not depart your lips in the morning and at night. And then it said, be strong and be brave. So you might be fearful now because it means you have to change your life. But guess what? This is Elul. This is the perfect month for a new beginning. A new start with a new song. So Lord, release a song. release a song of deliverance. As it says in Psalm, Shiru l'Adonai Shir Chadash, sing unto the Lord. And you say, I pray freshness, a fresh cleansing spirit upon everybody who's standing, upon El Shaddai. A freshness upon Pastor Mark. A freshness upon all the elders and the leader. A freshness upon our children. A freshness upon our marriages. A freshness upon our studying your word, Lord. A freshness upon the revelation. A freshness upon our relationship. I keep on hearing this word, fresh. Refresh us, Lord. Give us a fresh anointing. I'm praying for a fresh anointing. Thank you, Lord. This song is a song of deliverance. And you are giving us today a song of deliverance. Thank you, Abba. Thank you that you release it. Thank you that we receive it. Thank you that we're not going to doubt what you are doing. Not what you have done, but what you are doing. And the vision of this song. Yes, you will sing the song. Yes, you will, your engrafted will be complete. Help us. When you work today on your own melody, that is your partner and your neighbor and your friend melody, you bring Mashiach. So Lord, in the name of Yeshua, even right now, I just feel, I don't know why, it's before Elul. But this is maybe a word for somebody here in the community. Please forgive me if it's not, but I have to be obedient to God. If you've been trying to sing your own song away from the community, I'm just telling you something today, repent. If you try to sing another song away from the household and away from the community today, repent. You are not an island on your own. You are not. You are part of the household of Israel. Stop acting like Gentiles. You are no longer Gentiles. It says in Ephesians, leave the Gentile goyish ways behind. Come on in. Abba, in the name of Yeshua, if there's somebody here, sing a new song that is not your song, or going on way, Lord, I thank you that the doors are open in El Shaddai. The doors are open to return. Shuvu, come back. Not too late. We bless your name. Even Lord, if anybody left that we know we left, they need to come back for some reason, Lord. Hashiveinu v'nashuva. Return us, O Lord, and we shall return, it says. Renew. Renew our days as the day of old, it says. Chadesh, chadesh yameinu kekedem. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this community will sing one song. Thank you, Lord, that the work that is done worldwide will usher the coming of the King for one song. And this will be a song that includes the Jewish people. So help us sing it well. Help us to get in one melody. Help us to sing it skillfully. Thank you, Lord. I come against any complacency, passivity, laziness, self-centeredness. All those things that stopping us from singing the song, wasting time. We want to see you, Lord. We love you. And we need this song, Lord. We need to know this song. Not just the words. It says in Exodus 31, we are to do the Shabbat. Not to observe the Shabbat, to do it. So we don't want the motions, Lord. We want the tag, the spirit, to follow the externalities. So Lord, if anybody here fall to the trap of externalities, Lord, deliver them today so that we will be able to follow the Spirit just as much as we can follow the letter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this freshness. You know, We're about 30 days away from hearing the sound of the shofar. And the word shofar is come from the word shafil, the amniotic fluids. A baby come out of the amniotic fluids. The 30 days of Elul is the day to prepare for being born again. So we're going to hear, you know, during the Elul, you know, we hear the shofar to prepare us to be born again. If you are here and you need to be born again, this is the day. This is a good day to be born again. Right here, right now. Don't wait for the feasts. This is the day that the Lord has made. He wants to start teach you, not in Tishrei 1, but He wants to teach you this today as we walk into Elul. So you will become His beloved and He is yours the same way. So as we hear the sound of shofar, I'm going to pray that the amniotic fluids will be broken in our hearts and that we will truly receive a song, a vision. Don't be like these children of Israel. They are a mess. I am a Jew, but we are the most dysfunctional group of people on the face of the earth. See, God called you to be better so that you can make us all that He wants us to be. ברוך אתה, אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם, אשר קידשנו במצוותיו, וציוונו לשמוע שופר הישוע. Blessed are you, King of the universe, who commanded us to hear the shofar of salvation. בשם ישוע המשיח. Amen. Receive. May this be a Shabbat of vision, a new birth with one new song upon us and upon this community and upon all of Israel. Let's say together, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And of course, join me on Monday, as that was all an introduction. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Lord, my love, you lift my head. You are my Lord, my love.